You're listening to Hosseiniya from IRIB English Radio by Sayyid Abbas Razavian. لبیک یا حسین.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. Peace and salutations be upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send you my condolences. We talked about incorporating Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, our day-to-day lives. We said that first, a person needs to realize that the core of Ashura is bala, is a test and tribulation that Allah has placed for Imam Hussein. And that he even wanted Imam Hussein to come to Karbala with his family members, with his children, so that he could see them become captives to complete his test and to see what Imam Hussein would do. Alhamdulillah, with his patience, Imam Hussein amazed the angels. The second position we talked about was the position of grieving for Imam Hussein, the position of sorrow. You cannot expect to benefit from Ashura while you're very happy and very joyful during this time period. When you have huzn, when you have grief, when you wear black and you basically you're showing and displaying your grief for Imam Hussein, then you will have, inshallah, the mercy and the bounties that a musab, a person that affliction and calamity happen upon them, will receive. Third, we talked about the maqam of silm and the maqam of lan and harb, meaning that we approach Imam Hussein, we come to his tent, we take away all our bad actions, all our bad habits, and we do whatever Imam Hussein and his companions did. What did they do in the night of Ashura? They were praying and worshiping towards God. Therefore, we leave everything else from our hearts besides the worship of God. Once this is done, our actions are full of fulfilling God's commands. Our hearts are full of God's remembrance. We reach, as we do the dua in Ziyarat Ashura, that Allah gives us al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Holy Prophet, the position of Imam Hussein. And it is then that we begin to truly enjoy life. And this is the effect of spirituality, this al-maqam al-mahmud. Brothers and sisters, we talked about living a good life, living a very happy life, having sa'adat, having felicity. We talked about managing our pains. We talked about being able to, from Ashura, manage our pains and, inshallah, maximize our joys, our spiritual joys. This is happiness. This is the definition of happiness. With spirituality comes great joy, we talked about. And this is the other side of ubudiyat. The effect of ubudiyat, the effect of worshiping God and following Imam Hussein, following the Prophet of Islam and following Imam Hussein, we learn that it also has effects. And when you think, when you want to have ultimate joy, whenever you think that God gives you trials and tribulations because you are His servant and He is testing you, you lean into your difficulties. You say, Allah has tested me, therefore let me pass this test. Then when Allah gives you pleasures, when Allah gives you a good life, you are worshiping Him, you are an abd of Him, you are a slave of Him, and you begin to fulfill things, your entire life becomes full of joy and full of nur and light because you are now His abd. Your entire life becomes, what does Allah, how is Allah pleased? What does He want from me? What is His command? What does He not want from me? What does He want me to stay away from? And this brings for you great joy that I am a slave of God. I am happy that I'm following His commands. This is why I have been created, to do taslim. Islam is the religion of submission. I am submitting to God. Therefore, I have intense joy, intense ladha that I am His abd. Once a person becomes an abd of Allah, it says you start to become like God. You become godly. Some of the divine powers reach you, as some of the traditions have. أطعني فيما أمرتك أَجْعَلُكَ تَقُولُ لَشَيْءٍ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Follow me, Allah says in this tradition, in what I have commanded you, and you will become like me. When you say, be, it is. Or in other traditions, Allah says in these traditions, Abdi ati'ni aj'aluka mathali or mithli. Follow me and obey me and I will make you like me. Meaning that some of those divine powers that God has, you will be given. This is the other side of ubudiyat. This is the other side of maqam al-mahmud. That we talk about, you do things for a purpose. You do it for to be a servant of Allah. But know that when you're a slave of Allah, it's not like being a servant of a human or servant of somebody else. When you became a servant of Allah, you become very powerful and you get the divine powers of Allah. And you begin to enjoy life truly through bala, through lizzat, through calamity, through joy. All of it doesn't matter for you because you're a slave of God and you're just following and submitting to Him. And you're very happy because you're fulfilling the entire purpose of why you're created.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, while infant children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein.
Realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do and is something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people. They came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran and they kept asking, then who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically go out in the lines of Salat, in congregation Salat, and find, you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him. And he says, is it him? And then the Prophet says, yes. You know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib. It is Imam Ali. And he asks him, how did you know? And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, O Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears, and chests became pleased, as if he was our father, and we were his children. So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet. Who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian? And why? Through ma'rifat nuraniyah. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal. They participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness nur and light of imamat through your hearts. And when we reach this maqam al-mahmud, inshallah, that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the imams with this nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.